Last time we mentioned that the Rambam holds that women are exempt from the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. This is clear from the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot at the end of Mitzvah Saseh. He lists all the different mitzvahs that women are exempt from, and he counts the 18th mitzvah, Mitzvah Yudches, is one of the mitzvahs that the Noshim are Pturos. It's clear that he holds that the Pturos from Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Shagas Aryeh asks in Siman Lamed Hey, how could this be? This is a mitzvah Saseh Shalo Azman Grama. It's a mitzvah that's not time dependent. We know that those mitzvahs, women are chayavos in. Women are chayavos in generally in all mitzvahs unless they are zman grama. So why should this be different than any other mitzvah say shalom zman grama? And the Shagas Aryeh, as we mentioned, tried to answer that. Maybe the Rambam takes the approach that the Rosh had. The Rosh understood that the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah is fulfilled by owning a sefer Torah, having a sefer Torah in one's possession, to enable Talmud Torah. The purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to have a Torah so that you can learn from. So says the Shagas Aryeh. Maybe the Rambam holds like the Rosh, that the purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah is as a facilitator for Limud HaTorah, and since women are pturos in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, they must be pturos in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah as well. That's what the Shagas Aryeh suggested. But then he asked on that, he said, how could that be? The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Mem Zayin that Noshim make a Birchas HaTorah when they learn. So if Noshim make a Birchas HaTorah when they learn, and the Magen Avraham there explains that it's because they are obligated to learn those parts of Torah that apply to them, so then we see that women are obligated in the midst of Talmud Torah. So if they're obligated in the midst of Talmud Torah, so why shouldn't they be chayav in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah? So that's the Shagas Aryeh's quandary. On the one hand, he wants to explain the Rambam based on the Yesod that maybe Ksiva Sefer Torah is connected to Talmud Torah, but on the other hand, he sees from the Shulchan Aruch that women taka are obligated in Talmud Torah. That's why they make a Birchas HaTorah. So putting two and two together, they should be chayving Ksiva Sefer Torah as well. So he gives a different answer. We spoke about other answers that could be given. But the fact is, we pointed out that this question from the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really trouble us that much. Meaning, the Shagas Aryeh's answer for the Rambam is going to be difficult anyway. So even if you didn't have the kasha from the Shulchan Aruch, we wouldn't be able to say this for the Rambam, because as we mentioned, the Rambam argues with the Rosh. The Chinuch and the Rosh felt that Ksiva Sefer Torah is linked to Talmud Torah. But the Rambam seemed to say that it's not linked to Talmud Torah. The Rambam seemed to say that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to write the Sefer Torah. Right? It's writing a Sefer Torah. We don't look, we're not darshin of time of the Quran. Maybe the Pasuk says, Lamdas b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyah. Maybe the Pasuk does mention Talmud Torah in connection to Ksiva Sefer Torah, but the Rambam holds that the mitzvah is pure. The mitzvah is fulfilled through the action of writing a Sefer Torah. So if that's the case, how can we explain the Rambam's exemption for women based on this linkage between Ksiva Sefer Torah and Talmud Torah? The Rambam doesn't make such a link. So the back and forth that the Shagas Aryeh has, his answer, and then his kasha from Birchas HaTorah, that's presupposing that the Rambam follows the Rosh. He assumes there is a linkage between Ksiva Sefer Torah and Talmud Torah, and that could explain women, because maybe women are not obligated in the midst of Talmud Torah, but that's a problem if they say Birchas HaTorah. But as we pointed out, there's a much more basic problem. Forget about the question from Birchas HaTorah from the Shulchan Aruch. There's a much more basic problem. The Rambam doesn't understand Ksiva Sefer Torah to be linked to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So l'chora, the answer that the Shagas Aryeh gives is highly questionable. It must be wrong. It has to be a different answer, as we gave yesterday. Mechas Chinuch, Beis Halevi, they give a different answer for the Rambam. So even though for the Rambam we're not going to be troubled by the Shulchan Aruch of Birchas HaTorah because we have a different problem with the Rambam, but the fact is this question is very important for the Chinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch as well writes that Nashim Apturas in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah. And yet the Chinuch does agree to the Rosh, as we mentioned yesterday. The Chinuch claims that the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah is Leo Sefer Torah. L'chol ish v'ish. Right? That you should own a Sefer Torah, not Lichtov Sefer Torah. So even if this question from the Shulchan Aruch is something that sort of doesn't bother us so much according to the Rambam, because we have a problem with the Shagas Aryeh's approach in the Rambam anyway, but L'chora, the answer the Shagas Aryeh gave for the Rambam works very well with the Chinuch. It makes a lot of sense. In fact, the Chinuch says that. The Lashon of the Chinuch, I don't have yesterday's packet with me. Does anyone have the packet? So? Thank you. When the Chinuch says that women are pturos in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah, he explains why. He tells you why. Vinohegis b'chol makom b'chol zman b'zcharin shein chayovim b'talmud Torah. The Chinuch explains that Zechorim are obligated in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah because they're obligated in Talmud Torah. But women who are not obligated in Talmud Torah would not be Mechuyev in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So the Chinuch says it. So on the Chinuch, in Mamash Abakashi, how can the Sefer HaChinuch say that women are Pturos in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah because they're not obligated in Talmud Torah? But they make a Birchas HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch Pastin is like the Ogur. It seems like all Rishonim would agree with this. We don't find the Beis Yosef there at the end of Siman Mem Zayin doesn't quote any Rishonim who argue. Everyone seems to say that if women learn Torah, they make a Birchas HaTorah. So how can the Chinuch say that women are Pturos in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah because they're not obligated in Talmud Torah? They are obligated in Talmud Torah. If they make a Birchas HaTorah, L'chor, doesn't that assume that there is an obligation in Talmud Torah for women, at least in the Chalokim, the parts of Torah that are applicable to them? They might not be obligated to learn all Chalokim of Torah, but the parts of Torah that do apply to them, they seem to have an obligation if they say a Birchas HaTorah. So, even though we're not so concerned with the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha on the Rambam from the Shulchan Aruch, it's not that we're not concerned about that Kasha. It's a serious Kasha to his approach in the Rambam. But we have a more basic problem with his approach to the Rambam, that the Rambam and the Rosh are not sitting pretty together anyway. You can't explain the Rambam's understanding, his conception of mitzvahs ksiva sefer Torah based on the Chinuch and the Rosh. But the Chinuch does hold like the Chinuch. The Chinuch claims that the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah is linked to Talmud Torah, and he tells us beferish that that's why women are pturos. The question is, how could that be? If women say a Birchas HaTorah when they learn, doesn't that imply that they are obligated in Talmud Torah, at least for the parts of Torah that apply to them? So to answer this question, we have to look at this halacha in a bit greater detail, a bit more deeply. Why is it that for Birchas HaTorah, women make a Birchas HaTorah, even though it would seem as though they're pturos in the midst of Talmud Torah? So to get to an answer for this question, we have to look at the source. What's the source that women make a Birchas HaTorah when they learn? So that's a Beis Yosef at the end of Siman Mem Zayin. Beis Yosef in your packet, this is packet 2. The Beis Yosef in page 1 quotes from the Ogur in Sif Yudalit in the Beis Yosef. The Ogur quotes the Mahari Mulin, the Chuvas Maril. The Maril has three different reasons why Noshim don't make a Birchas HaTorah. He says, the Noshim of Baruchos Birchas HaTorah, I'm sorry, why Noshim do make a Birchas HaTorah when they learn. Kosavod Ha'ogur B'Shem Mari Mulin, the Noshim of Baruchos Birchas HaTorah, Ava B'Shein on Chayavos, Vlo Od Elashe Hamalamed Esbito Torah Ke'ilu Mulamdo Tiflus. So he has two kashas. The Maril is asking two kashas. First of all, Noshim are not Chayavos in Talmud Torah, so why should they make a Birchas HaTorah? Secondly, Kol Hamalamed Esbito Torah Ke'ilu Mulamdo Tiflus, the Mishnah in Sotan Daf Chof says that someone who teaches Torah to his daughter is ke'ilu melamda tiflus. What does tiflus mean? The Rishonim have different approaches, but suffice it to say, it's not a good thing. So, two problems. First of all, they're not obligated in the midst of Talmud Torah. Secondly, it's usa to teach them Torah. So, says the Maril, zeu b'torah shebal peh, avalo b'torah shebiksav. The iser of kolam alam, is b'torah ke'ilu melamda tiflus, is in Torah shebal peh, but not in Torah shebiksav. So just parenthetically, he says, what women are going to make a Birchas HaTorah, sounds like Torah Shebal Peh, but you're not going to teach them Torah Shebal Peh, you'll only teach them Torah Shebiksav. So Chacham didn't want to change the Matbeya HaBrachos. I should just parenthetically point out that the Chafetz Chaim, in a very famous comment, says that Bizman Azeh, that women do not live at home and they're exposed to the secular world, this mission has to be interpreted a little bit differently. We don't say that Kol HaMalamed Esbito Torah Kilu Limda Tiflus to the same extent. Obviously it has to be interpreted in every generation, and Bizman Azeh, the Chafetz Chaim felt, we do have to teach women more. They're exposed to more and they see more of the outside world, so therefore we have to teach them more. There's a machlokas l'shem shamayim between different schools of thought as to how much we should teach women, but there's no question that we have to teach them more than they taught them at the time of the Gemara. So what's the Maril saying? His kasha was the Noshim should not make a Birchas HaTorah because they're not obligated in Talmud Torah. Secondly, there should be an Isser to teach them Torah. So he answers, the Isser is by Torah Shebal Peh, not by Torah Shebiksav. Va'od, he says, ki hen mevarchos al kriyas ha-karbonos utfila keneged karbonos tiknum. They have to make a bracha when they read karbanos. Tefilas keneged karbanos tiknun. V'hen chayavos b'tefila. Women are obligated in tefilas. They have to make a Birchas HaTorah because they have to say psukim when they daven. That's answer number one. That's answer number two. V'chol shkein l'divrei smag shekasav shehanoshim chayavos l'umar adinim ha-sheyochim lehen ad kan. Certainly, according to the smag, the women are obligated to learn the dinim that apply to them, they have to say berachas ha-Torah. So the comment that the Magen Avraham made on the Shulchan Aruch, that women say berachas ha-Torah because they're obligated in Talmud Torah, that's the smag, that's the third part, that the third answer that the Maharil gives. But he gives two other answers. Let's try to understand the whole hishtalshuos over here. The Maharil concludes by saying, according to the smag, that they're obligated in Talmud Torah for those parts of Torah that apply to them, so it's obvious they make a berachas ha-Torah. But what did he say beforehand? Especially, what's the first answer that the Maharil gives? He has two kashas. Women are not obligated in Talmud Torah. Secondly, it's osur to teach them Torah. So he gives an answer. He says that not osur, that's Torah Shebal Peh, not Torah Shebiksav. But even if it's mutter to teach them Torah Shebiksav, but it's still not a chiyuv. So if it's not a chiyuv, why should I say berachas ha-Torah? So what exactly is going on? What's the Maharil's answer? So I thought maybe the Maharil has in mind the following. Maybe what the Maharil was saying is he assumed that to say Asher Kedushan V'Nisosav Itzivanu, you have to be obligated in the mitzvah. That's what the Maharil was assuming to begin with. That's why he said, if women are not obligated in Talmud Torah, how can they say Birchas HaTorah? What's his answer? He doesn't say it beferish, it's not explicit, but between the lines, maybe what the Maharil is assuming is this, that maybe even if women are only getting a mitzvah kiyumis in Talmud Torah by learning, they're not obligated in Talmud Torah, but they do fulfill a mitzvah, maybe that's enough to say vitzivon.
Just like that.
But we'll get that in a moment. So he's saying this. He says, if they're not obligated, they shouldn't say Berachas HaTorah. Afilim timtzi lomar, that they should say a Berachas HaTorah, they can say vitzivanu because they fulfill some mitzvah kiyumis when they learn, but there is no mitzvah kiyumis that they learn because it's also to teach them Torah. So to that, his answer, his first answer is the rule of Kaol HaMelamed is Bito Torah Kilu Limda Tivlus applies to Torah Shebal Peh, not to Torah Shebiksav. So since there's no Issa to teach them Torah Shebiksav, then they do get a Mitzvah Kiyumis when they learn Torah Shebiksav. Once they get the Mitzvah Kiyumis, so then they can say Vitzivon or they can say the Birchas HaTorah. They'd be obligated to say the Birchas HaTorah. Moshe Lekach, what's the connection to this? What's the comparison? So we know there's an old Machlokas we've shown him. Rabbi Natan in the Rambam. Do women make a birchas hamitzvah on mitzvah saseh shehazman grama? Right? On time-dependent mitzvahs, do women make a bracha? We know that they're pturos from these mitzvahs, but the question is, do they make a bracha? So the Rambam says that they don't make a bracha. They can't say vitzivana because they're not obligated in mitzvahs that are zman grama. But the Rabbi Natan holds that even though they're not obligated in mitzvah saseh shehazman grama, but they do get a mitzvah kiyumis, and on the mitzvah kiyumis, you can say vitzivana as well. So the Maharil, Chora, in his first answer, is going along the lines of the Rabbeinu Tam, that even on a mitzvah kiyumis, you can say vitzivanu, so Birchas HaTorah is no different. He just was troubled, if Kol HaMelamed is Bito Torah Kilu Limda Tiflus, if it's us to teach a Torah, so where's the mitzvah kiyumis? That's why he says, no, you have to limit that halacha. Once you limit that halacha, then there is a kiyum mitzvah. If there's a kiyum mitzvah, then they can say vitzivanu. That was his first answer. Then in his second answer, he goes back to his previous assumption that you can only say vitzivanu if it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, if you're obligated. So it doesn't matter that they have a kiyum mitzvah, but there's no chiyuv. If there's no chiyuv, how can they say Berachas HaTorah? So to that, the Maharil answers, no, they are obligated. They're obligated in tefillah. And if they're obligated in tefillah, they have to say Berachas HaTorah for tefillah. Now that's a big question, by the way. The Rishonim are not so clear that tefillah is Talmud Torah. Tefillah apsukim for bakosha. Is that called Talmud Torah? That's a discussion unto itself. But the Maharil is assuming in this second approach that maybe tefillah is Talmud Torah, since they're obligated in tefillah, in saying karbanos, so then even if you could say vitzivanu only on a mitzvah chiyubis, they have a mitzvah chiyubis in Talmud Torah. And the third answer is even simpler. He says they're obligated to learn Torah, the chalokim, the parts of Torah that are shayach to them, so then they mamash have a chiyub in Talmud Torah. So even weiter, even... Once again, if you can only say vitzivanu on a mitzvah chiyubis, they have a mitzvah chiyubis in Talmud Torah, so therefore they can make a bracha. These are the three answers that the Maharil Lechora is giving. That at first he's assuming maybe a mitzvah chiyubis is enough. He just has to get out of that side problem whether it's osur to teach Torah to women or not. The second answer is that no, it has to be a mitzvah chiyubis. Where's the mitzvah chiyubis in Talmud Torah? Tefillah. Tefillah also, since you have the psukim of Talmud Torah, that's viewed as Torah too, that's Talmud Torah as well, even though you're saying it, but Torah is bakasha. And since they're chayiv in tefillah, so then they do have a chayiv of Talmud Torah. And the third approach is they're chayiv in Talmud Torah, in the parts of Torah which do apply to them. Yes?
Would everyone not agree with the Sma'an that they have to learn the halachas that are shayiv to them?
That's a good point. But the answer is that if you really hold that Birchas HaTorah, that Birchas HaMitzvah require that you're chayiv in the mitzvah, so the question is, just because they have to learn the halachas that apply to them, is that a mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Are they fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, or are they doing some kind of hechsher for the kiyum mitzvah, for the kiyum of the shar mitzvahs? The Vilna Gaon, in a comment on Shulchan Aruch, is troubled with this answer. After all, we pointed out, the Magen Avraham quotes this answer, the third answer that the Maharil gave. The reason why women say Birchas HaTorah is because they're obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, in the parts of Torah that apply to them. Frek the Gaon, how could that be? The pasuk says, "Beferish v'limadet emosam es v'neichem v'darshin in the Gemara kedushin v'neichem v'lo v'nosteichem." Says the Gra, it's clear that women are not obligated in Talmud Torah. If they were obligated in Talmud Torah, the pasuk shouldn't say so clearly that you're not obligated to teach Torah to women. Aye, but they have to know the halachos that apply to them. So says the Gra, and some other achronim as well. That's just a hechsher. The Gra doesn't actually say those words. The Michas Chinuch has them. That's a hechsher to the kiyum mitzvah, to the fulfillment of the other mitzvahs. They have to learn the halachos of Shabbos and the halachos of Chal and the halachos of Nida and Tefillah and Brachos, etc. So it's not that they're chayiv in Talmud Torah. They have to learn the halachos that apply to them because they can't fulfill those halachos without knowledge. So maybe that's not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Gra is troubled with the Maharil's third answer. The Gra says, he thinks, you know what the best answer is? The Gra believes the best answer is the first answer that the Maharil gave. That you don't have to be obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in order to say Vitzivanu. As long as you have a mitzvah kiyumis, that's enough. That's what the Gra thinks is the best approach.
Even if Pilpul comes out of learning the halachos, it's still like...
still only a hechsher. It's b'toras hechsher because the pilpul, what's the pilpul? You're just pilpuling the chora in order to gain a better understanding of the dinim. So if you stop pilpuling the alma, it's not lemaisa, but it's just a pilpul the alma. So again, this gets back to the old question. But if you subscribe to that approach that would say that women should not learn Torah shebal peh, or at least this part of Torah shebal peh, pilpul daraisa, then they shouldn't be learning that anyway. If you hold it, they can learn that. So that's a reshus, but they're not obligated to that.
We do pilpul also.
Right, but men have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah even if they're not mevar any halacha at all, right? Just to learn for the sake of learning. The question is, do women have a mitzvah? It could be that women might not have a mitzvah to say lumdash pilpul. I mean, I don't like the word pilpul. It sounds sort of lumdash svaras, let's say. Lumdash svaras that are not necessarily lemaisa. They might not have a mitzvah to do that, but on the other hand, it might not be usur for them to do it. And maybe doing it, according to some schools of thought, maybe doing it grounds them more in Yirat Shamayim, they appreciate Torah more, and that will help them build a better bias. So that's a machshava question that really has to be dealt with. It's a davar chomer, it's a very important issue to discuss, but not for now. Okay. The nafkamina, by the way, between these different approaches, is could women pat the men in Birchas HaTorah? Could a woman exempt the men? Right? The Bir Aloch at the end of Simen Mem Zayin says that according to the Gra, if you say that the reason why women make a Birchas HaTorah is because they have a mitzvah kiyumis, so mitzvah kiyumis is not enough for them to pat the men. The men have a chiyuv in Torah. The women only have a kiyum mitzvah in Torah, so they can't pat the men. Right? Just like if a woman wants to make a bracha on the shofar for a man, the woman can't pat the man. It's a mitzvah say shazman grama. So women are pturus in the mitzvah, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, that they can volunteer the mitzvah, but they can make a bracha on the mitzvah. But since they're pturus and the men are chayavim, they can't exempt the man in the bracha. So the same would hold true for Birchas HaTorah. If you take the Maharil's third approach, if you assume the women taka are chayavos in the mitzvah of Torah, at least in the parts of Torah that apply to them, so then they would be able to pat the men. They could exempt men in the bracha because they share the same chiyuv, at least for the parts of Torah that apply to them. We should point out, though, that even though the Gra likes this first pshat that the Maril suggested, this understanding that Birchas HaTorah for women is because they have a mitzvah kiyumis, l'chora within the Mechaber, you can't say it like that. This might be the Gra's understanding. It's not clear that the Vilna Gaon is giving this pshat in the Mechaber. You can't say this for the Mechaber. Why? Because the Mechaber in Hilchos Tzitzis paskins that women don't make a bracha on Tzitzis. Right? Tzitzis is a mitzvah say shazman grama. So the Mechaber says they don't make a bracha on Tzitzis. Why? The Mechaber is paskining like the Rambam. Right? That a mitzvah say shazman grama, noshim don't make a bracha. When they volunteer the mitzvah, they don't make a bracha because it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. We don't paskin like that. Ashkenazim, the Rambam paskin like the Balei Tosis, that women can make a bracha on Tzitzis. So to say the Gra's pshat in the Mechaber is difficult, because the Mechaber himself says that women do not make a bracha on any mitzvah that they're parted from, even though they get a kiyum mitzvah. So it's a little unclear. The Gra is on the Mechaber, but is he saying his own pshat? He thinks this is the right pshat, or is he saying that pshat in the Mechaber? He can't say it in the Mechaber, because for Hilchos Tzitzis, it's clear that that's not the pshat that you could say in the Mechaber. So how are we going to answer the Gra's kasha? The Gra's still had a kasha. V'limadet emosam es b'neichem tells me, B'neichem v'lo b'noseichem, the Gemara Kiddushin on Daf Lamed, women are not obligated in the midst of Talmud Torah, it would seem. So how can we justify the Mechaber? Why does the Mechaber say that women make a Birchas HaTorah? So if the Mechaber were to say that women can say a bracha, a Birchas HaMitzvah on mitzvahs that they only get a kiyum from, that's great, but the Mechaber doesn't say that. What are you going to say, like the second Maril? The second Maril is difficult, because that's already, that's a machlokes rishoni. Can we say that tefillah really has a status of Talmud Torah? He's saying it b'toras bakosha. He's saying it b'toras bakosha. I believe the Mechaber in Hilchos Tisha B'Av says that one is allowed to say the Seder Hayom of Tisha B'Av. He can say the Karbonos, the Parashah of the Karbonos, and other things that we say as part of tefillah, even though on Tisha B'Av there's an Isser of Talmud Torah, but the Seder Hayom is Mutter. So you see that Seder Hayom, tefillah, the Mechaber seems to say doesn't have the status of Talmud Torah. So to suggest that the Mechaber holds women Seder Chas HaTorah because of tefillah, it's difficult. And the third approach, the Gra didn't like. The third approach to say that women attack are obligated in the midst of Talmud Torah for the parts of Torah that apply to them, V'limadetem osam es b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem, seems to disagree with that notion. So what's the answer for the Mechaber? Why should the Mechaber say that women make a Birchas HaTorah? I mean, it's a strange question. The Mechaber is based on the Ogre, so apparently he wasn't troubled with some of these kashas against the Ogre, right? But Reb Chaim suggested a different approach. The Biskei Rav in his Sefer on the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos quotes his father Reb Chaim, who suggested maybe Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah whatsoever. Reb Chaim suggested maybe Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach. Maybe it's a Birchas HaShevach. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to learn Torah. What's more, the way he formulates it, he says maybe the Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach on the Cheftza Shel Torah. Cheftza Shel Torah. A person mentions the Cheftza Shel Torah. He invokes the Cheftza Shel Torah. There's an obligation to make a bracha. After all, what's the source of Birchas HaTorah? The Gemara in Brachas on Chafal Hamid Aleph, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Leilokeinu. Kishem Hashem Ekra, if I mention the Shem Hashem, Havu Godel, give Shevach. Kishem Hashem Ekra, it doesn't mention the mitzvah. Shem Hashem Ekra, if you invoke a Cheftza Shel Torah, so then there's a Birchas Hashem, there's an obligation to make a bracha. There's a Shevach to thank Hashem for the opportunity to learn, for the opportunity to speak words of Torah. The Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Saseh Tov Lamed, echoes a similar sentiment. He also suggests that maybe Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach. And I'm not sure if he points out, but others have pointed out that this seems to be hinted to by the Ramban as well. The Ramban, at the end of Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has a list of mitzvahs that he thinks the Rambam left out. So in Mitzvah Saseh Tezvav, there at the end of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban says this. He thinks the Rambam left out the following mitzvah: Shenitzdavinu lahodos lishmo hagadol b'chalei shenikra b'torah, alatova hagadola she'asa imanu b'sito toraso eleinu. Shebo hodienu hamasim haratzuim lefano shebehem ninchal chaye olam abo. Ramban says that we have to say a Birchas HaTorah whenever we learn to thank Hashem for the tova gadola, for the great, So the great benefit, the great goodness that he gave us the Torah to teach us the maisim ritzuyim, the appropriate actions, how we should live our lives. Birchas HaTorah. What's the Birchas HaTorah according to the Ramban? He doesn't mention anything about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He says to thank Hashem for the Torah, for the Chefta Shel Torah, Besito Toraso Eleinu, not Besito Mitzvah Talmud Torah. He doesn't mention anything about a mitzvah. It seems like it's just the Birchas HaShevach B'Yalma. The Rambam as well. The Rambam, when he counts Birchas HaTorah, he discusses Birchas HaTorah in Hilchas Tefillah with Birchas HaShachar, not in Hilchas Brachos or in Hilchas Talmud Torah. So if Birchas HaTorah were connected to the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, the Rambam should have had it either in Hilchas Brachos or in Hilchas Talmud Torah. The fact that he puts it in Hilchas Tefillah together with Birchas HaShachar would seem to indicate that it's part of Birchas HaShachar. It's part of the Birchas HaShevach of Birchas HaShachar. So there are many sources for this notion, Reb Chaim's idea, that Birchas HaTorah might not be a Birchas HaMitzvah at all. It might just be a Birchas HaShevach. Did you have a question?
According to Reb Chaim, so why do we say Mitzvah?
Oh, that's my next point. Very good. The Mechasrina points out that the Nusach HaBracha of Birchas HaTorah seems a little difficult according to this. Why do we say, first of all, and secondly, what does Lasov B'Divei Torah mean? We're not saying we thank Hashem for the Torah. Sounds like the Esek, the Limud HaTorah. We're making a bracha on the Esek of being involved in Torah. So the simple answer is that maybe that's not the right girsa of the bracha. The Rif had a different girsa. What was the Rif's girsa? Al Divrei Torah. Not Lasov B'Divei Torah. Now, he didn't get rid of Vitzivanu, but Al Divrei Torah certainly seems to imply that it's a bracha on the Chefs of Shel Torah, not on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Interesting. Very interesting. Others have pointed out that we actually make two brachas. We make Asher Kedishanu V'Sos V'Tzivanu Lasov B'Divrei Torah, but then we say Asher Bracha Banu also. We say we have two brachas. The Bach in a comment in Simon Mem Zayin says he thinks maybe there are tzvei dinim. The Bach preceded Reb Chaim, but he was a brisker too. Maybe there are tzvei dinim. Maybe Asher Kedishanu V'Sos V'Tzivanu Lasov B'Divrei Torah is a brachas mitzvah. Asher Bracha Banu is it Birchas HaShevach? And maybe according to this, the Mechas Chinuch points out, according to this Bach, what should emerge is that maybe we can suggest that why did the Mechaber say women are obligated in Birchas HaTorah? Not because of Birchas HaMetzah. Maybe they're not obligated in the Mitzvah Talmud Torah B'Chalal. So why are women obligated in Birchas HaTorah? Because anyone who invokes Divrei Torah, anyone who speaks Divrei Torah, has to say a bracha. The Birchas HaShevach on Divrei Torah applies to anyone who talks Torah. So women should be obligated to recite the Birchas HaShevach of Birchas HaTorah, even if they're not obligated in the mitzvah at all. Says the Minchas Chinuch, according to the Bach, putting the Mechaber and the Bach together, what should emerge is that even if women have to say a Birchas HaTorah on whatever limud they do, but which bracha should they make? They should be making both. They should make Asher Bracha Banu alone, because that's the only bracha that's a Birchas HaShevach. It's a chiddush. Most Rishonim would say that it's a little strange that Chazal instituted two brachas, but they're both Birchas HaShevach. They're either both Birchas HaMitzvah or they're both Birchas HaShevach. But to say that one's a Birchas HaMitzvah and the other is a Birchas HaShevach, even though it's very logical, it's a chiddush. But the Bach says it's not such a chiddush. He thinks it's the right pshat. So what should come out is that even according to the Mechaber, who says women have to say a Birchas HaTorah, they should say Asher Bracha Banu. That's the Birchas HaShevach that they recite. Maybe that's the only bracha that they're obligated to make, because maybe the Gro is right. They're not obligated in any mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even for the parts of Torah that apply to them. Because that's not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's just a hechsher b'alma to be able to fulfill whatever mitzvos apply to them. Gabriel? Right. The only problem is you still have to explain why were the misakin two brachos here? Right? If they're both Birchos HaShevach, so why be misakin two? The Bach is very nice, because then we really understand why one bracha sounds like a Birchos HaMitzvah and the other sounds like a Birchos HaShevach, because they really are different. So this is certainly one approach, which you could suggest for the Mechaber, Lefi Legra, right? If you assume that all the answers that Maril gave are difficult, you could still suggest for the Mechaber that maybe Berachas HaTorah is a Berachas HaShevach, and that's why women have to make a Berachas HaTorah, even if they're not obligated to the mitzvah Talmud Torah B'chlam. There's one other answer that you can give. I saw this in the Svarim as well. Rabbi Avram Gurwitz in the Sefer Or Avram on Brochis. He suggests that maybe you could answer for the Shulchan Aruch simply. Again, this is not what the Ogur writes, but he says maybe you could suggest against the Gra. The Gra wanted to say, V'limaritem osam esvenechem v'lo v'noseichem, excludes women from all mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. So he suggests, no, maybe women are obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah for those mitzvahs that apply to them. Isn't that just a hechsher? So he says, no, maybe it's not just a hechsher, maybe it's taka mitzvah. Because there really are two parashios of Talmud Torah. There's v'limaritem osam esvenechem. But then the Gemara Kiddushan on Daf Mem Amud Beis has a different pasuk. Ulamaritem osam u'shmartem la'asosam. Maybe there's a mitzvah of limud ha-Torah al menas lasos. That's not just a hechshem mitzvah like the Gra, like the Minchas Chinuch would have us believe. But maybe taka, that's a bazundera mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a separate mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's lilmod kedei lilmod. Lilmod in the purest sense, but there's lilmod al menas lasos as well. Ulamaritem osam u'shmartem la'asosam. So maybe you don't have to say what the Gra is saying. If you only had the first pasuk, so then you're sort of caught between a rock and a hard place to say that women are obligated in the midst of Talmud Torah. Why? Why? They only have to learn to know what to do. Are they really obligated in the midst of Talmud Torah? Can we define it as Talmud Torah? V'limaritim osam es b'neichem sounds like the only type of Torah, the only learning that's defined as Talmud Torah is learning that's a purest sense of learning, not just al menas lasos. From ulamaritim osam u'shmaritim la'asosam, you get the clear impression that no, even lilmod almanas lasos is also a Torah that we don't view simply as a hechsher. It's not just a preparatory act to make a person able to keep the mitzvahs appropriately, but rather that's a chelik of Talmud Torah as well. So that's the simple answer. Maybe that's what the Ogur, what the Maril had in mind, that women takar are obligated in this type of Talmud Torah, and that's why they can make a birchas ha-Torah, even if it's a birchas ha-mitzvah. So getting back, just before I address the question, getting back to the question that we raised. We started by saying that the Sefer HaChinuch holds that women are not obligated in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah because they're not obligated in Talmud Torah. And the question we asked, the Shagas Aris Kasha was, how does that shtim, how can that be reconciled with the Mechaber, with the Rishon, that seem to say that they make a Berachas HaTorah when they learn? So as we see, there are many answers that you can give. You could say that they make a Berachas HaTorah not because they're obligated in the mitzvah. Maybe they only get a mitzvah kiyumis, like the first Maril. Maybe they only get a mitzvah kiyumis. But a mitzvah kiyumis is not going to tell us that they should be obligated in Ksiva Sefer Torah. Only those who are obligated would have to write the Sefer Torah in order to be able to learn from that Sefer Torah. That's answer number one you can give. Answer number two you can give is maybe it's not a Berachas HaMitzvah at all. Maybe it's a Berachas HaShevach. Maybe we really don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah at all. So if they don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, whatever Torah they have to learn is just a hechsher to be able to fulfill the mitzvot that are shayach to them. But if they don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, then again, they're not going to be included within the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, even though they make a berachas HaTorah that's a berachas HaShevach on the chefzah shel Torah. So those are the two answers that you can give. Either it's only a mitzvah kiyumis, like the first Maril, or maybe there's a totally different reason why they make a berachas HaTorah according to the Chinuch. Maybe they make a berachas HaTorah, it's a berachas HaShevach, not a berachas HaMitzvah, because they really don't have an obligation of Talmud Torah per se. Question. Okay. The Yesod of the Vilna Gaon that we mentioned, the Gra holds that berachas HaTorah is a berachas HaMitzvah. And that's why he's troubled. How can the Mechaber say that women make a berachas HaTorah? The Pasuk says beferish that they're not obligated to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so how can they make a bracha? So this Yesod of the Gra we find in several other areas as well. The Beis Yosef quotes another Ogur earlier in Siv Dalet. It should have been pages before, but it happens to be on the same page, page 1. Right at the tail end of Hilchos Birchas HaTorah and Siv Mem Zayin. The Ogur writes that someone who's Mahara Belibo Torah, Kodem Shabira Birchas HaTorah Shapidami. One is allowed to be Mahara even before Birchas HaTorah, because here her lav kedibra dami, he says. Here is not kedibra, just thinking in Torah is not kedibra, it's not like speaking. Just like we find by Kriya Shema Tefillah, says the Ogur, one is allowed to be Mahar B'Divrei Torah even without Berachas HaTorah. And this is how the Shulchan Aruch passes. In Sif Dalet, the Beis Yosef quotes him, and he passes like him in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Rama adds that similarly, one is allowed to pass in Dinei Torah without a Berachas HaTorah. It's not Hiru, you're talking, but it's the same level. So the Gra, right there on the Shulchan Aruch, finds this difficult. Yes, how can the Shulchan Aruch say that because Hiru Lavka Dibur Dami, therefore a person can be Mahar B'Divrei Torah without a Berachas HaTorah? But there's a Kiyum Mitzvah, even through Hiru, V'Hagisa Bo Yomam V'Laila. V'Hagisa Bo sounds like there's a Kiyum even in Hiru, V'Hegyo Libi. Higayon refers to thinking in the heart, the Gra says. So, if there's a mitzvah, if there's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah through Hegyon Halev, says the Gra, why should there be no obligation of Birchas HaTorah? So this is the Gra L'shitasa. The Gra assumes that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. So he says, if there is a Kiyum Mitzvah in Hegyon Halev, then there has to be a Chiyuv to say Birchas HaTorah. You know, there's a famous story. Reb Chaim Volozhin was once davening with the Gra Shachris, and he noticed the Gra had a very serious face on throughout Shachris. He seemed morose, he seemed very scared. And then at the end of the davening, he started smiling. Reb Chaim Volozhin was very taken aback. He couldn't figure out exactly what happened. He was very upset in the beginning, and then the Vilna Gaon was smiling, so he went over and he said, what happened? So the Gra explained to him that the previous night, he had been mechaved to 100 new Perushim. There was a malach that came to him and gave him 100 new perushim on a pasuk in Parsha Shlach. Vayalu vanegev vayovo ad chevron. So he was so excited by all these different 100 perushim, but he forgot all of them. He hadn't said a Birchas HaTorah, so he forgot, you know, l'shitaso. They took it away from him because he hadn't said a Birchas HaTorah, so he lost all 100 perushim. And he was so upset. The malach had given him such sweet perushim. So he davened the whole davening that they should be given back to him. And at the end of davening, They gave him back all those perushim, and that's why he was smiling. So in Shamayim, you got to be careful how you paskin, because in Shamayim they take you at your word. But the Gra paskin that Birchas HaTorah is required even for Hirur. So even if a person is not saying anything, he has to say a bracha. And why? Because he holds V'Hagisa Bo Yomam V'Laila tells me that you fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah through Hegyon Halev as well, through Hirur as well. So what's the answer? Why would the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Ogur that there's no Birchas HaTorah on Hirur? So if you take Reb Chaim's approach, it's very simple. Reb Chaim, after all, holds that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach on what? Not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. On what? The Heftz Shel Torah, right? So you could say that Hirur doesn't have a Heftz Shel Torah. It's not a Heftz Shel Torah. A Heftz Shel Torah means a Heftz of Dibur. If you're speaking the words of Torah, that's called the Chetzer Shel Torah. But here, I mean, Dibur is not something that you can concretize either. You can't see it, but it's more real than just thoughts. So you could say Reb Chaim would hold that on here you don't see Birchas HaTorah because it's not a Chetzer Shel Torah. There's no Birchas HaShevach on that. But of course, to say that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ogur hold that way is difficult because, as we pointed out, the Ogur, when it came to Noshim, didn't say anything about Birchas HaShevach. And if he thought Birchas HaTorah was a Birchas HaShevach, then he has a very simple answer as to why women should say Birchas HaTorah. So to pin Reb Chaim in the Ogur and the Shulchan Aruch is very difficult. It's a nice brisk of art that you could share with someone. But I think it's right in certain Rishonim. But to say that the Ogur and the Shulchan Aruch are holding that way, I think that's a little bit of a jump. So what's the answer? What's the answer? How can the Ogur and the Shulchan Aruch claim that in here you don't need a Birchas HaTorah? The Chayodam suggests something very interesting. The Chayodam in the Nishmas Adam. The Nishmas Adam is like the footnotes that the Chayodam has at the bottom of the Sefer. So he says, maybe Mekenzach Dingen, maybe we can disagree with the Gra. The Gra wanted to say V'Hagisa Bo Yomam V'Laila refers to Hirur as well, because Hegyon Halev, Higayon refers to Higayon Halev. Says the Chayodam, if the Pasuk says Lev in there, I agree that Higayon means thought. But there are psukim that use higayon that doesn't refer to hegyon halev. L'mashal, ki emes yegechiki, my mouth will speak truth. Higayon can sometimes mean dibor. So the chayodim is nonplussed by the Gra's raya. He says maybe v'hagisa bo yamam v'laila is not referring to hegyon halev. It doesn't say lev in the pasuk there, and if it doesn't say lev, higayon might actually refer to dibor. Interesting nishmas od. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, quotes the tshuva of the Shev Yaakov. Shev Yaakov has a different approach. The Shev Yaakov says he thinks maybe the answer is that even if you fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah through Hirhur, but Chazal will not misaken a Berachas HaTorah on Hirhur. Why? Because the Iker Kiyam of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is through Dibur. V'shinantam levanecha, v'shinantam is Dibur. Says the Shev Yaakov, he thinks the Iker mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the Dibur. Why? Because what's the Iker mitzvah? The Iker mitzvah is not limud la'atmo, it's not learning by oneself, but rather lelamid Torah l'acherim, teach Torah to others. V'shinantam levanecha means talmidecha, banecha, talmidecha, to teach to others. So if the Iker of Talmud Torah is not just to learn for oneself, but to teach, to give over to others, so then we can understand why fehir her, even if you'll fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, behir her, but that's not the Iker mitzvah. And if it's not the Iker mitzvah, maybe Chazal will not misnaken the bracha on such a kiyum mitzvah. That's the Shev Yaakov's answer. So again, you can have the basic yisod of the gra that here her is the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but maybe since it's not the Iker form of Talmud Torah, maybe Chazal will not misnaken a bracha on it, and that's why here her is not going to get a bracha on it. So you can agree with the gra partially, but not agree with the gra in terms of the psak l'gabei here her. The Shev Yaakov, though, just adds one other point, a very beautiful idea. He says, based on his yesod, you can explain another halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The previous halacha, this halacha of hear her is where? Let's see it. The halacha of hear her is halacha dalet. Simen mem zayin halacha dalet. Hamahar v'devei Torah enot tzarech levarech. The previous halacha, halacha gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hakosev b'divrei Torah, avo b'sheino kore, sorech levarech. Someone who writes divrei Torah doesn't say anything with his mouth, he does have to make a bracha. So for here, the Shulchan Aruch says, there's no chiyuv bracha. But for ksiva, there is a chiyuv bracha. Maishna here her miksiva. What's the difference between the two? They're both a lack of dibur. There's no dibur in either one. The Magen Avraham and the Taz both ask, but ksiva's lav kedibur dami. Just like here is lav kedibur dami, ksiva is lav kedibur dami also. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that here doesn't require berachas haTorah, so then ksiva shouldn't require berachas haTorah either. Well, what's the chiluk between the two? It's lav kedibur dami, both are lav kedibur dami. The Taz says, and don't answer like what some Rishonim want to say, that if a sofer is writing, so the derech of the sofer, the normal way of a sofer, is to be motzi mipiv, each teva that he's saying, to speak out the words that he's writing. So maybe there's a chashash, maybe the reason why you should say Berachas HaTorah when you're writing the Divrei Torah is because there's a chashash, maybe you'll say the words. Says the Taz, it's very difficult, because it's only a suffix. It's a suffix that he's going to be motzi his words, so I'm going to force the individual to make a bracha ala suffix. Why? Why should he make a bracha ala suffix? Now, I guess you could say if Berachas HaTorah is a deraisa, maybe speak a deraisa l'chumra, so maybe you should say, but you know, not everyone says Berachas HaTorah is taka deraisa, that's a machlokas unto itself. Yes?
You could say the Ran Svarim Sachem that it's an Eilat Torah. You're going to come to say Berachas HaTorah anyways, so just say it. I mean, you could just say it now. Mm-hmm. It's not a Torah.
No, so if you would say, if you recite Berachas HaTorah and then learn a little bit, Alasar immediately, and then write, so that's certainly the best thing to do. But let's say you just want to write. You know,
that's exactly the point. Since it's an Eilat Torah, we wouldn't put in such a bracha l'hakel.
Eilat Torah, you're saying?
There's
a lack of tircha.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
That's why the Shulchan Aruch would say, just go, say it now. Because it's not so difficult.
Steka de Rabbanan l'kula and Safik brachos l'hakel are not exactly the same, right? Because if you say a bracha, and it's a bracha l'batala, so that's not a good thing. So misafek to say that I should say a bracha that maybe there's no thing to say.
It would say a bracha.
Say a bracha now and then write and then learn later. Yeah, but the problem is, but then the mitzvah and the bracha are not going to be connected. There's going to be a hefsek. If the ksiva is not a kiyum of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, or if it's not something on which one is supposed to make a bracha, then there will be a hefsek between the bracha and the act that you're doing for which you have to make a bracha. Difficult. Yes.
Why
this suffix? It's a suffix whether the person is going to be motzi mipiv the words that he's writing. A sofer, when they write, they often speak out the words. They're supposed to speak out the words.
It's hard to do that. So why would it be suffix?
Well, we're not necessarily talking about a sofer. We're talking about a person writing the Torah. So if a sofer is used to doing that, right? And first of all, he's not mechuyev to speak out every word. They do that, but it's not an obligation. But we're talking about stam. You're writing divrei Torah. You're writing up a chiddush. You're writing up yesterday's shia. You know, it doesn't have to be dafka a sofer. But if a person is used to being motzi mipiv, the tevel sheomar, the tevel shekosav, right? So then we're afraid that even if he's writing regular divrei Torah, he'll do the same thing. It's a sofek, right? But because it's only a sofek, why should that be mechayev a bracha? Zok to Shev Yaakov, but according to me, it's beautiful. Because if Chazal was masakin Berchas HaTorah on the Iker form of Talmud Torah, and the Iker form of Talmud Torah is L'lamit Torah L'Acherim, to teach others Torah, so we can understand the distinction between Hira as opposed to Ksiva. Hira is a form of Talmud Torah. You are fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but you can't be M'lamit Torah L'Acherim through Hira. But Ksiva, you can be M'lamit L'Acherim through the Ksiva. When you write, someone can read. Someone can't enter into your mind. Some people try them. But, you know, we can't enter into someone else's mind. But once you write it, if you write a shtickle Torah, you can be melamed l'acher through that shtickle Torah. So if we assume that Birchas HaTorah was instituted on being melamed Torah l'acherim, then part of Mitzvah Tamat Torah to be melamed l'acherim, then we can understand why Ksiva should require a Birchas HaTorah, even if Hira does not require a Birchas HaTorah. Because Ksiva could be melamed Torah l'acherim, even though Hira can't be. Just one final point. There's one other comment that the Gra has that also could work in Lishitasa. The Gra by Noshim we have, the Gra by Hirhor. What's the halach if a person stays up at night? This is Nogei Lamais, of course, for Shavuos. What happens if a person stays up at night? Does he have to make a Berachas HaTorah in the morning, or can he rely on the Berachas HaTorah that he made the previous day? What's the deal? So the Gra says he doesn't make a Berachas HaTorah. Sivkot Mches, there in Simen Mem Zayin. The Gra says he doesn't make another Berachas HaTorah. The Magen Avraham says he does have to make another Berachas HaTorah. So what's the machlokes? So you could have explained like this. You could explain that the Gra l'shita, so the Gra holds Berachas HaTorah as a Berachas HaMitzvah. And since there was no hefzik in my mitzvah, I've stayed up all night, the Berachas HaMitzvah that I recited yesterday stays for today. I mean, there's a general question that they ask. You know, how can you make a Berachas HaTorah in the morning and then be involved in other activities? Isn't it a hefzik? But there are answers that they give. Tosis says a person is always thinking of coming back to the base medrash and continuing to learn. That's not called a hefsek. Shena, sleep might be called a hefsek, but this person is ner balayla, he's up at night, so there's no hefsek. So if there's no hefsek in the Berachas HaTorah that he recited yesterday, he shouldn't have to recite another one. That's if you assume it's a Berachas HaMitzvah. What does the Magen Avraham hold? So maybe, ef shemekin zogin, that the Magen Avraham holds the Berachas HaShachar. Say Berachas HaShachar! The chiv to say Berachas HaShachar might be chal every morning. Might be chal every single day. So it shouldn't matter whether you were up all night. Maybe the Magen Avraham holds that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach, and therefore you'd have a chiyuv to recite it every single day, even if you were up at night. The fact is, if you look at the Magen Avraham, he doesn't say that. He gives a little bit of a different reason. The Magen Avraham says that that even if Birchas HaTorah is the Birchas HaMitzvah, but you don't have das to pater more than one day. You only have intentions, and that's how the Chachamim were actually masakin to make the bracha, even though they were masakin because the person is going to go to sleep at night, but that's how the Chachamim were masakin. So no one has kavona to pater more than one day. So therefore, you'd have a chiyuv to make the bracha the next day. So it comes out fascinating. According to the Magen Avraham, you wouldn't have to be yotzei from someone else. You know, everyone gathers around before Shacharis and Shavuos morning, right? And even the people who sleep, they're always quiet. They don't want to say anything that they slept. You know, let that one guy be yotzei everyone else, right? So the Gro would say, forget about it. You could start davening. It's the Berachas HaTorah that you made the previous day, even if you were a tzaddik and you stayed up the whole night. The Berachas HaTorah of the previous day, taka, covers you. The Magen Avraham would say that... That no, it doesn't cover you because your das wasn't to pater more than one day. So it comes out that even the Magen Avraham would say, if you make a Berachas HaTorah erev Shavuos, and you have in mind then that it should cover the next day, it's covered. You wouldn't have to be yotzei from someone else either. The whole idea, the reason why we're yotzei from someone else is because it's a machlokas aposkim what the halacha is over here. But if you look at the svaris, according to the Gra, there's no need to be yotzei again. You have your previous Berachas HaTorah. According to the Magen Avraham, if you had das from the previous day to cover the next day, there also wouldn't be a chiyuv to be yotzei from someone else. It's only because you don't have das in more than one day. That's why there's a chiyuv. interesting. Reb Kiva Eger adds another monkey wrench to this discussion. Reb Kiva Eger says that, let's say a person slept by day. By day. There's a machlokas in the poskim. If a person sleeps by day, a shenas keva, a significant sleep. They say shisin nishmi, 60 breaths. What does 60, what does that mean? They say it's about a half an hour. A half an hour of sleep on a person's bed. You know, not just sort of dozing off, you know, while reading a sefer. But, you know, you're really sleeping for half an hour. Shenas keva. Since the machlokas, whether you have to make another birchas hatorah when you get up after a nap. A siesta nap in Eretz Yisrael, right? You have to make a Birchas HaTorah then. So I think most people do not make a Birchas HaTorah. Mishnah Berurah actually points out a lot of poskim say that you could, that you should, and he says, Hamekel, one who wants to make another Birchas HaTorah, you know, he has Yesh Lo Almi Lismach. There are those that he can... It almost seems like the Mishnah Berurah is noted that you should make another Birchas HaTorah after taking the nap. But I think the minhag is not so. The minhag is you take a nap in the middle of the day, you wake up, and you assume that the Birchas HaTorah of the morning covers you. Zokt Rebbe Kiva Eger. But let's say you stay up at night. You stay up at night. So now there's a safek whether you should say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. So there's a svek svek, or there are two svekas here. Some would say the fact that you slept by day, Yashenas Keva, that requires you to make another Birchas HaTorah, even by day, right when you wake up, if you want to learn some more. Others would say that at least when Shacharis comes, when the morning comes, even if you stayed up all night, there still is the chiyuv to say a Birchas HaTorah in the morning. So putting two and two together, l'chora, less man de palag, that if you sleep sometime, not only at night, let's say you take a nap. How many people before Shavuos they take a nap in the afternoon? A lot of people are afraid they're not going to be able to stay up at night. So l'chora, less man de palag, that if you sleep a little bit, you sleep an hour in the afternoon before Shavuos, then you stay up all night. L'chora, everyone would say that you could make another Birchas HaTorah. There's no need to be yotzei from someone else. I guess not everyone agrees with this cheshbon, but the cheshbon sounds very, very glad. It sounds right. So whatever you want to do, you want to be yotzei with someone else, that's fine. There are many circumstances, especially if you take a nap on Erev Shavuos, there are many circumstances where a person could simply make the Birchas HaTorah himself. He shouldn't have to be yotzei with someone else. And certainly, according to the Gra, the whole thing is not even necessary. You don't have to make another Birchas HaTorah b'chalal. So these are some of the issues in Birchas HaTorah, both relating to Noshim in Birchas HaTorah, and discussing what Birchas HaTorah is all about, if it's a Birchas HaShevach, if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, and the famous Shita of the Gra, that it really is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and that informs the Gra, that really takes the Gra in a certain direction for many halachos, both in terms of someone who's staying up at night, and in terms of hirhur, and in terms of Noshim as well.